This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 200 people have been killed. The number is expected to rise after tsunami struck late Saturday along Indonesia's Sunda Straits. And Reuters' David Doyle reports on the aftermath.
In this Indonesian seaside neighborhood, the grim task of victim identification is underway. As of Sunday morning, more than 220 people were reported killed, and at least 800 are injured. Hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed or heavily damaged, burying people under rubble.
And Robin Andrews, a London-based volcanologist and science writer, tells us this is likely the result of an eruption of the Krakatau volcano.
It's a very active volcano, and it's been erupting for a while, and it looks like a rather large explosion coincided with the tsunami. And what people think is that part of the volcano either fell into the sea or something already underwater sort of moved forward as magma kind of intruded into the volcano, and that caused a tsunami.
On September 28th, a quake and tsunami that hit near the city of Palu on the island of Sulawesi killed more than 2,500 people, displaced about 70,000. U.S. President Trump said Sunday that Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is becoming the acting Pentagon chief on January 1st, replacing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who's announced his resignation last week. Acting White House Chief of Staff and Office of Management and Budget Director Mike Mulvaney said on ABC's This Week, as for Mattis' successor, President Trump likes people who don't always agree or agree.
It's folks who don't always agree with the president, but don't always disagree with the president. I've encouraged him to find people who have some overlap with him, but don't see the world in lockstep with him.
Mattis' resignation came a day after Mr. Trump announced